From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Immortals, The Darkening, by Robin T. Popp. Now let's begin with Immortals, The Darkening. Prologue.
So this is death.
The irony was not lost on Darius, as flashes of brilliant light blinded him and pain drove him to his knees. With one hand braced against the tiled floor of the balcony, the other clutched his stomach as every nerve burned with a blistering intensity. He fought to stay conscious while non-existent shards of glass pierced his skull. There was powerful magic at work here, living magic that perversely was killing him.
Sekhmet! He roared.
This was her fault. If his patron goddess hadn't removed his life force, the calling spell would have transported him painlessly to wherever he was needed. Earth must be in dire straits if humans had broken a 700-year silence to call the immortals. He fought the pull of the spell, drawing on his own power until he felt it rippling along his skin, causing his tattoos to lift and morph briefly into the items they represented before turning into images once more.
Whitley!
If Sekhmet wouldn't answer him, maybe her priest would. Gritting his teeth against the onslaught of ever-increasing pain, he fell into a sitting position and wrapped his arms around himself to keep from being ripped apart. Then, as suddenly as the attack started, it ended. Slowly, the pain in his head faded, and he opened his eyes. Bright light blinded him, but he quickly realized it was merely the sun shining overhead. As his eyes adjusted, the rest of his surroundings came into view. The clear blue sky, the lush green woods on each side of the sapphire blue water of Lake Pax. Darius studied the flight of a snow-white hawk as it flew low across the water, searching just below the water's surface for its next meal. Ravenscroft, his home, was beautiful, and yet its beauty was lost on him. At the sound of running footsteps, he pushed himself to his feet.
Darius, I heard you cry out.
Whitley hurried to him, putting a hand under his elbow for support.
Are you all right?
It appears I'll live,
Darius muttered, repeating a joke that was so old it had ceased to be funny.
What happened?
Whitley ran a critical gaze over him, as if he needed to reassure himself that Darius really was okay.
It was a calling spell, a very strong one. There must have been many witches working together on it.
He rubbed the back of his neck, trying to ease some of the tension. Whitley looked stricken.
Without your life force, you could have been killed.
Darius grimaced but said nothing.
It's a good thing you were able to break their hold,
Whitley commented.
I didn't, Darius answered, remembering the way the living magic had suddenly been cut off. Something interfered with the spell.
A demon?
If there's a demon out there powerful enough to stand up against that much magic, no wonder they need the immortals,
Darius said thoughtfully. He paused to give his next words emphasis.
I can't ignore this. There's no way she'll let you leave. I am not asking for permission.
Giving the priest's shoulder a gentle squeeze, he turned and strode back into the palatial building that was his home. His mother, a favorite of Ra's when the Egyptian god ruled the world, was known for her fiery temper as well as for powerful healing, which made her unpredictable at times.
Most of the time, he amended.
Sekhmet!
Darius hollered, storming through the great hall. He headed for his mother's audience chamber, slamming through the gigantic double doors that dwarfed even his 6'5" frame. At the far end was a low dais upon which his mother's throne chair sat, empty. Behind it, the backlit waterfall filled the room with the soft glow of light and the soothing sounds of running water that did little to calm his nerves. Looking around, he willed her to appear.
Damn it, he growled when she didn't.
There was no telling what problems the delay was causing on Earth. Ravenscroft did not exist in the same dimension as Earth. Therefore, 10 minutes to him could be days by Earth standard. Given the strength of that calling spell, he didn't think Earth had the luxury of time. Unable to quell the sense of urgency pressing in on him, Darius paced back and forth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?